Hello.
Yes, my name is Bridget. Return a call. Excuse me. From the Alabama Department of Labor and Employment Division. This call is recorded for quality assurance purposes. May I speak to the person who requested this call back?
This is her.
And how may I assist you?
I had one to file for unemployment.
And what's your social security number?
422-313-291.
And what's your name?
Lenora McClendon.
And what's your mother's maiden name?
Mary McClendon.
Okay, it's just McClendon. Maiden name is always just the last name. Okay. So you tried to start the claim?
Yes.
And what happened?
It wouldn't let me finish it online.
And where did it stop? At the section with your date of birth and your mother's maiden name?
Yes.
Yep. That's why it stopped, because you put in her whole name, didn't you?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. If you had to just put McClendon, you could have kept on. And what's your date of birth?
11/20/88.
1988?
Yes.
Okay. And do you have a driver's license?
Yes.
And what's the number?
10-38-9781.
And that's Alabama issued?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Oh. It still knocked me out. And when did you say your date of birth was?
November 20, 1988.
Oh, I might have made that mistake. I thought you said 28. Let's go back. Can you hold on 1 second, please?
Yes.
money here?
My money, please.
Okay, and let's see here. Okay, ma'am, what's your race?
African American.
Okay. And what's the highest grade you completed in school?
12.
Okay. Do you consider yourself disabled?
No.
Okay. And what's your address?
544 Lock, Locke, Terrace, Terrace.
Lock Parish?
Yes.
P-A-R-R.
No,
P-E.
P-E. T, yeah, T, like the other T is in Terry.
Oh, Terrace.
Yeah.
But and what's the...
P-E-R-R-A-C-E.
And what's the city?
Ewing Springs, Alabama.
And what's the zip?
36089.
And is this your mailing address also?
Yes.
And what was your occupation on your last job?
Food service.
Were you a manager?
No.
Okay. Are you seeking work in that same type of occupation?
Yes.
Okay. Are you currently registered for or attending food or training?
No.
Okay. Did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
No.
Okay. Are you available to work all shifts in your normal trade or occupation?
Yes.
Are you available to accept full-time?
Yes.
Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes.
How many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
20.
And what's the lowest hourly wage you will accept?
7.
7 what?
7.25.
Are you a corporate officer for a business?
No.
Do you own a business?
No.
Do you work for yourself?
No.
Hmm. Are you currently working solely on a commission basis, or do you have a real estate license?
No.
Have you applied for or are you receiving workman's comp due to a work-related injury?
No.
Have you applied for or are you receiving a pension from an employer you worked for in the last 18 months?
No.
Have you worked in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government anytime between 4/1/23 and 3/31/24?
No.
Okay. Do you choose to have 10% of your benefit check withheld for federal income tax?
No.
If you are approved for benefits, you have options to receive your payment, direct deposit into a checking or savings account, or a prepaid benefit card. The prepaid benefit card will take an additional 5 to 7 days to be delivered to you after you are approved for payment, and there are fees that may be charged for certain activities. If you have a checking or savings account, we recommend direct deposit. Which would you prefer?
Yeah, like mail me one.
No.
Like mail a card.
No, we don't. We have a state debit card.
Okay.
That's what you want?
Yes.
Okay. And who was your employer?
Head Start, old cap Head Start.
I don't see that on here. Let me see what you
want. You know, you can say it. You try Young Springs Head Start.
There's nothing on here with Head Start. Let me see.
You see OCAP, OCAPE.
Organized Community Action. Yeah.
Okay.
And what's their phone number?
Let me see. Let me get my phone. Okay. I don't remember. Where's my email? I'm going to try my every email. Hold on. Okay, it is 334. I'm gonna put my thing. Wait. 566. 1712. 1712.
And what city do you work in?
I work in the kitchen.
No, what city?
Oh, Young Springs.
Okay. And when did you start?
January the 8th.
Of this year?
Yes, ma'am.
And when was your last day?
May 24th.
And why are you no longer working?
Because school's closed.
Okay, but you're not going back?
No.
Okay, so they didn't give you a date to return?
No, not yet. I'm supposed to respond to that email, but I haven't received an email.
Everything that you told me is true and correct?
Yes.
Okay, it's necessary to verify your identity when filing for unemployment benefits. Which of the following cities has a current or former association to you? Troy, Opelika, Athens, Tuscaloosa, or none of the above?
Troy.
Okay. Which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? 142 South Dederbelabin Street, 2051 Clemente Court, 2225 Maple Avenue, 3730 Carter Road Drive, or I've never been associated.
Never been associated.
Okay. Which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? 1018 Hums Avenue Northeast, 1825 Summer Place Drive East, 3931 Champion Circle West, 603 Holcomb Avenue East, or I've never been associated.
603 Holcomb.
Okay. You hereby filed an internet claim for unemployment insurance against the state of Alabama. Agree?
Yes.
You certify under penalty of perjury that you are the person whose name and information was provided on the claim, and that the statements made in connection with this claim are true to the best of your knowledge.
Yes.
Okay. You understand that it is your responsibility to read and familiarize yourself with the content of the claimant benefit handbook, benefit rights and responsibilities.
Yes.
Okay. Now I'm about to read to you the closing statement, and after I get through with that, I will give you information on maintaining your claim. Okay?
Yes.
The following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. You must be able and available to work, as well as seeking full-time work each week that you claim benefits. The unemployment claim we just finished also registered you for work with the Alabama Career Center. Your Career Center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain an active Career Center application for the duration of your unemployment claim. In addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama Career Centers or log in to alabamaworks.alabama.gov and update your online resume Failure to do so may result in an interruption in your benefits. The process you just completed filed your unemployment claim. Filing this claim does not automatically start payments to you. You must complete a certification once a week to claim your benefits for the previous week. Failure to make and complete a certification each week could result in loss of benefits. Unemployment claim uses calendar weeks, beginning on Sunday and ending on Saturday. You can file your weekly certification either online in the claimant portal or by telephone. Your weekly certification can be made on Sundays at 12:01 a.m. through no later than 5 p.m. on Friday. Certifications cannot be made on Saturday. Failure to file and complete your weekly certification as instructed by 5 p.m. on Friday could result in a loss of benefits. Complete your first weekly certification between Sunday and Friday by 5 p.m. Whether filing online or by telephone, you would need to report, remember your PIN. Beginning January the 1st, 2023, Alabama law requires that you contact at least 3 potential employers each week. You must provide your contacts when you complete your weekly claims. You may not list the same employer more than once unless the employer was not hiring when you first contact them, but the employer later began hiring. Failure to make and list 3 work search contacts each week could result in a denial of benefits. For assistance with your work search, please visit a local Alabama Career Center. Now, your PIN number is 3291. And you have to post a updated resume on the Career Center's website. That web address is alabamaworks.alabama.gov. Okay?
Yes.
And you have to do certifications every week. You want to do it by phone or online?
I do it by phone.
The number is 1-800-752-7389. And you have to include 3 potential employer contacts. That means 3 people you've reached out to about a job. You have to include that in your certification. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Is there anything else?
No, thanks.
All right. Well, thank you for calling the Unemployment Claims Line, and you have a great day.
You too.
Bye-bye.